You are listening to an encore presentation of Lifelines Awareness number 27, originally aired on December 23rd, 2013.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Lifelines on KISL with your host, Seashell, a.k.a. The Liveaboard. Go out on the ocean, send me up on my pony, on my boat. So this is a show about what it's like to live full-time on a boat in general and in Avalon specifically. And today, our topic is awareness. Awareness. It's essential for a well-lived life, says I. And here, the key preposition is followed by a lot of examples, so hang on. Awareness of nature and politics and relationships, maintenance issues, culture, gender, the needs of others, safety, etiquette, your surroundings, yourself, and so many other things. It's amazing that we don't just expire from the sheer complexity of being aware of all the moving parts of life every day. When I spent a year in Germany as an exchange student learning a foreign language, I slept a lot. At age 17, I took enough naps to satisfy a two-year-old. Later, I realized how much energy it actually took to be constantly aware of the new words and language structure, just like for a two-year-old. It was exhausting. So take naps. It's good for you. Good for your ability to stay aware and alert when you are awake. In the next 2 hours, I am going to think out loud about how awareness helps boaters and Avalon locals. And hey, this is meant to be talk radio. That means you get to talk too. Call and tell me why you do your best not to be aware, maybe. 310-510-7469, 310-510-SHOW, or you can email me at kislavalon.com's website, and that would be seashell@kislavalon.com. If you can buck up the courage to talk on the air, we'd prefer that. And it is the day before the night before Christmas, and no, I will not recite that tired old chestnut of a poem or a spoof thereof, but I have prepared some Bodhi carols for you to some groovy but familiar tunes. All that plus iPod head interludes. Stay tuned, because you are listening to KISL 88.7 FM in Avalon. And no, it's not February 14th, but this song jumped out at me for during these holiday times when we're all overly aware that we're supposed to be with loved ones on these particular holidays like Christmas and New Year's. And what the heck is wrong with you if you have no one to spend it with? Yeah, well, hooey balooey. Here's Joseph Vincent singing Sad, Single Awareness Day.
I feel that I should tell ya, a warning to prepare ya, about this song. It's when love goes wrong, but I'll carry on. I gotta keep it real of how I really feel about this day. I don't want it to stay, so please go away. When Cupid aimed his arrow at me, he missed by 100,000 feet. Oh, this ain't a song about love. It's actually the opposite I'm thinking now. I don't care about the cards or the candy heart. Oh, no, 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 I tell you right from the start. Oh, reminds me of how I don't have a day. The 14th of February gets in the way. Cause for me, it's Single Awareness Day. With all the red and pink, it's just so hard to think. Oh, why should I care about what I should wear? For nobody who's there. I need love, I need you, I need someone to hold me to. Hey, I need love, it's so true. I need you to say I love you. But when you
Joseph Vincent with a cute little ditty about Single Awareness Day, which is actually in February, but it seems to be pervasive during all holidays, which are supposed to be family-oriented. There were a lot of Spotify songs when I was looking for awareness type of music about babbling brooks and nature piano and... but I will not subject you to those. Instead, I'm going to subject you to a fine old Christmas carol rewritten with non-Christmas nautical lyrics. The music's from a YouTube video uploaded by Carolyn Stevens, and no one seems to know who did the groovy rendition of Walking in a Winter Wonderland. The remake, Living on a Dock by the Bay, was written and performed by moi.
Gone away are the bat rays, here to stay is the nutcase, and slip 34 is the snoop next door, living on a dock by the bay. Pelicans open fire, bombardiers here for hire, hey, do me a favor and poop on my neighbor, living on a dock by the bay. Says every liverboard is lazy, on the lamb or maybe on the dole. Not all of us are whack-a-moles or crazy, or psychopaths are briefly on parole. Later on we will have some margaritas or buttered hot rum. Pretend we are cruisers instead of slip-bound losers, living on the dock by the bay. Liverboard is lazy, on the lamb or maybe on the dole. Not all of us are whack-a-moles or crazy, or psychopaths are bravely on parole. Later on we will have some margaritas or buttered hot rum. Pretend we are cruisers instead of slip-out losers, living on the dock by the bay. Bat rays, here to stay is the nutcase, and slip 34, he's the sloop next door, living on a dock by the bay. Pelicans open fire, bombardiers here for hire, hey, do me a favor and poop on my neighbor, living on a dock by baby on the dole. Not all of us are whack-a-moles or crazy, or psychopaths are briefly on parole. Later on, we will have some margaritas, buttered hot rum. Pretend we are cruisers instead of slip-bound losers. Living on the dock of the bay. That should disturb you for some time. That was me singing Living on the Dock by the Bay, lyrics rewritten to Winter Wonderland. And the nervous a cappella version of that song can be heard on the live pre-recorded telethon. Yes, think about that for a moment. The live pre-recorded telethon we had last week for KISL. I hope you all pledged during the drive. If you pledge anything on the drive, you can get a printed copy of all 10 of the Christmas carols I rewrote to be nautical secular tunes. More of those a little later. Of course, you would have to be aware of the telethon happening for you to pledge. Much goes on in this little 1 mile radius of a town called Avalon. So much goes on that it's hard to keep up. The newspaper doesn't quite catch the full spectrum of activities. There are a few renegade internet forums about Avalon matters, several bulletin boards with anti-community stealth notice removers thwarting our best efforts to communicate with each other, by the way, and of course the classic word of mouth, aka the rumor mill. This is a stream of consciousness type of day. Or maybe awareness is more of an ocean of consciousness, not just a stream. It is, at any rate, random gray matter firing off in no particular order, with only a thin thread to tie it all together. That is what awareness is, after all, right? The notion of awareness that sets us apart in our own minds as humans is pretty flimsy and is only evident in our recent initial evolution. I say initial evolution because as a species, we haven't really come that far, and we've got a long way to go before we look or act much different than the other animals we think we can lord over. Take propagation, for instance. Human mating practices are not that different than those of other animals. Oh, sure, you can pretend that we have culture and intellectual prowess, but really, the clothes we wear and the display rituals we practice are no more subtle than a peacock in full flutter and wave. Males still show off their nests to prospective mates to interest them in cohabitating, or take them out to eat to demonstrate what good providers they are. Females, especially in Avalon, take the opportunity to flaunt their stuff. I believe, in the animal world, zoologists coyly call that presenting. And of course, everyone has to mark and defend their territory. I mean, really, how are we different than any other animal? But what has this to do with awareness? Well, when one is aware of the social code of their species, they know what kind of bait is going to hook the sort of fish they want. What clothes to wear, what charm display. The whole game of courtship is all about awareness. Every love song is about interpreting some portion of the mating game, and every song is about love. And it's only winter solstice. We don't really get going until the spring. So now it seems time for a failed love song about spring. Spring can really hang you up the most. Ricky Lee Jones.
Spring this year has got me feeling like a horse that never left the post. I lie in my room staring up at the ceiling. Spring can really hang you up the most. Morning's kiss wakes trees and flowers, and to them I like to drink a toast. I walk in the park just to kill lonely hours. Spring can really hang you up the most. Oh, winter long, the birds twit, twit. And now the score, this is love, this is it. Heard it before, and I know the score, and I've decided that spring is a bore. Love seemed sure around the new year. Now it's April, love is just a ghost. Spring arrived on time. Only what became of you, dear? Spring can really hang you up the most. Dr. Wise prescribes a tonic. Suffering molasses was the dose, but that just didn't help a bit. My condition must be chronic. Spring can really hang you up the most.
Doesn't Ricky sound like she has hay fever when she's singing that? Did you notice? But it's not spring. It's almost the new year. Endings and beginnings and deadlines. If you live aboard a boat, as I do, it is critical that you have a heightened sense of awareness. The tiniest noise, smell, or vibration could mean imminent disaster. A spilled chemical, a hole in the hull, a loose bolt, could lead to a variety of nightmares you just don't want to experience. So being aware of what equals good condition in your boat and noticing when something is amiss could save you from serious grief. The same is true of your body, your primary vessel, you could say. And I was given a challenge by my buddy boater to go online and apply, just try to apply for Obamacare. He said if anyone could navigate the website, I could, and heaven knows, live aboard need health care. I see that this week the tax penalty for not having the Affordable Care Act insurance has been lifted for people who are homeless, bankrupt, have had a death in the family, are victims of domestic violence, large medical debts, or utility shutoff notices, or for whom the insurance would cost more than 8% of their household income. What's weird is that you still have to fill out an application to qualify for exemption. But as with compensation for vets with severe PTSD, those who need it the most are the least able to complete the bureaucratic hoop jumping required. Well, kids, today, Monday, is the deadline for you to select your health plan if you want to start by January 1. Open enrollment altogether closes March 31st. I'm not sure what happens after that. I suppose people will still get to enroll after that, but so maybe it's closed enrollment? I don't get it. Anyway, the application at California Covered is not terrible, considering how many people it has to serve, and considering that the Republicans created a confusion site to make to sort of scam the whole thing. So California Covered is the correct site to use for California. And I was signing up at the 11th hour last night. It got stuck on my street address, which currently is Bowie 73. Hard to explain that to a computer program. The website got a little garbled after the address snafu. Visually, it was more confusing when I tried to put all of the various penny ante jobs I have been doing in to make it add up. If you go back to edit a section, it makes you go through all of it again. And although it does keep the stuff that you've already done, you have to still continue, and look at everything. And sometimes the things are wrong in the answer summary box. Dumb things like, where did you hear about this website I put through the internet? And it said, through a corporation. So I made the mistake of going back to trying to fix it, and then it froze on me. I left it wrong the second time through. Oh, and it doesn't scroll cleanly, smoothly. It ripples. That's a little annoying. And then an error occurred. 1569887. I had to call the system administrator. Which, of course, I never spoke to anyone, because we are experiencing high-volume calls right now. The hold music was wretched, and I think they said the hold time was about 300-something minutes. That was the second time I called. The first time they started talking in a language I couldn't identify. Tongan, maybe. While waiting, I managed to get the application going again on a different computer. Then the spinning wheel of verification death went on and on. Meanwhile, my nails are getting bitten down to the quick, and I say that as if another person were doing the biting. So let's leave it there, spinning, and listen to another Christmas carol that has been moodled with. Try this version of Gloria, or maybe it's called Angels We Have Heard on High, which I call Safe Harbor. And the music is by Chris Rice. Let me see if I can cue it up properly. Here we go.
Seagulls we have heard on high, winging swiftly through the sky. We know by the way they fly, wicked weather must be nigh. Drop the sails and motor forth, lash down everything on deck. Storm is on the way, get thee to safe harbor. Storm is on the way, get thee to safe harbor. There is nothing left to say. We'll outrun the storm at sea. Pull into a safety bay. Tie up to a mangrove tree. Save Harbor.
That'd be me singing. And I was singing some lyrics that I wrote about being a boater. And some of these stories, well, most of them are just made up. I haven't actually done some of the things I'm singing about, but one can imagine. We're going to hear another carol called Lost in the Fog, otherwise known as Hark the Herald Angels Sing, or something like that, by Charlotte Clare. Charlotte Clare. Groovy. Lost in the Fog, sung by, well, me. And yes, indeed, you are listening to KISL Avalon 88.7 FM here in Media Park on Catalina Island. You are not in the wrong place. Okay.